This is the Life Truth Network.
Protectorate Productions presents a Lion's Den audiobook and drama podcast, Protectors of the Book, an allegorical fantasy by Nathaniel D. Caldwell.
Chapter 7. Jadith felt himself changing. He was still an elf, but as he found a reflective surface in a nearby wall, he could see his face and ears becoming taller, and his hair changed from brown to solid white. Jadith knew. No. He was Phaethroth now. No one would recognize him, if he was ever even able to get back to anyone he knew. He knew he was in trouble now. There would be no escaping such a powerful being. What would happen to him? To those around him? He was truly terrified. The being known as Fatero now stood before him. He was massive. His form took up a large portion of the chamber they were in. But Fatero would not be trapped any more. With one fling of his arm, the entire roof of the chamber flew off, revealing more underground ceiling. It gave the creature enough space, however. The creature known as Fatero bellowed to the one now known as Phaethroth, his slave.
I shall send you above to herald my coming. Warn those who meet that no resistance will be tolerated. Only two choices are given. Obedience or death.
Before he realized what had happened, Phaethroth was no longer in the chamber. He was once again above ground in the old ruins. However, he now heard sounds. Whatever protection had been placed here, Phaethroth knew he was responsible for destroying. All because he got too curious, too close, to something that should never have been tampered with.